David Korovar, the internationally known concert pianist, Juilliard trained, studied with Earl Wilde, which is breathing some rarefied air, if you ask me, is with us on the KCME Culture Zone. David, thank you for taking some time out with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the Distinguished Research Lectureship, which is among the highest of honors bestowed by the faculty on a faculty member at the University of Colorado Boulder. You are one of the recipients of the 2016 award, and part of this award is you're doing a presentation Friday, February 24th, 4 p.m. to 5:45 p.m. at Grusin Music Hall. What are you going to be presenting and playing in this Distinguished Research Lecture?
I'm in a wonderful position here as the first person from the College of Music to receive this honor. It has generally gone to people in the sciences or in other more sort of research-heavy humanities fields. And doubly honored because actually it's coming to me, and I am not an academic member of the music department here. I teach what we call applied music, which means that I teach people to play the piano, basically. I would say it's a great honor, and it's also a little bit intimidating because I feel a little bit like, well, I'm kind of a faux researcher. What research I do is very much predicated around the performing and teaching that I do. So I decided to do a talk on how we go from black dots on a page to a musical performance. Figuring that, you know, of course, there's lots of things one can say about that. And at the most basic level, we're just reading music. But how we really read a score, and then what kinds of contexts and information we have to help us understand that score. And I decided to sort of set this up as case studies with works that I have been very much involved with at the moment, because that's convenient, but it's also, you know, and I'm very familiar with processes. So I'm going to begin with a piece that I've played for many, many years, and that's very well known, the Third Ballade of Chopin. And that gives me the opportunity to sort of talk about different published sources, about what value it is to have access to a manuscript or a facsimile of a manuscript, as well as the amazing tradition of recorded performances of a work like this. And the problem there of the anxiety of influence, as Harold Bloom had it in a somewhat different context, but the idea that we sometimes get intimidated just by the sheer weight and amazingness of the people who've come before us.
Right. You want this to be David Korovar's interpretation of a very familiar piece, the Chopin Ballade No. 3.
I suppose. I don't even want it to be David Korovar's interpretation. I actually want it to just be a good interpretation.
Ah.
It will have to be mine, of course, because I'm doing it. But in a way, I'm almost. You know, I appreciate what Eric Leinsdorf, I think, said about the absence of the recreator's ego, in a sense. Of course, it's impossible, but it's an interesting idea that somehow we can, through our identification with a piece of music, actually channel the composer, in a sense.
And it's very interesting to me that you contrast the Chopin Ballade No. 3, which is so familiar, with music by Italian composer Luigi Perracchio, who is someone that I have to say, in more than 30 years in the classical radio business and as a trained musician, I have never heard of.
Right, and I would never have heard of him except for a piece of serendipity, which is that the University of Colorado holds the more obscure chunk of the library of the great Catalan pianist Ricardo Vignes, who was the piano muse for Debussy and Ravel, and who gave the premieres of most of their most famous music. And he was somebody who was considered one of the most important new music players in Europe in the first two decades of the 20th century. So everybody sent him their music. And these pieces by Perracchio, it's a set called Nove Poemetti, Nine Little Poems, stood out to me. I mean, I sort of made a mental list or an actual physical list of pieces that were interesting. There's much in here that's not really very interesting in this collection. And I knew nothing about Luigi Perracchio. And he is, in fact, amazingly obscure these days. He has a very small internet footprint. There is one commercial recording available of a harp sonata, which was released quite recently. And there is a little bit of musicological writing in Italian, and there are a few contemporary reviews of his work by no less than Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, who is a friend of his. So quite well hidden.
So there's no performing tradition at all for Perracchio's work.
Precisely. So I'm faced with this music, you know, and then I look at the scores and I recognize that he's very much under the influence of Debussy and Ravel at this period. These are pieces that were written in 1917 and 1920. The reason we have them in the collection here is because one of them, in fact, is dedicated to Ricardo Vignes, and it's a very French-sounding piece about dragonflies. So I do have a good context for creating the style of these particular pieces. These poemetti are all in a style that I think it's safe to call is Italian Impressionism. That's probably a good word for it.
Okay. And you're the first person in this particular pool, in a sense, or the first modern person in this pool.
Right. You know, and I haven't had the opportunity to check on even whether all these pieces were premiered at the time, which is possible that they weren't. One doesn't know. It looks from the scores as if Vignes very likely did play the piece that was dedicated to him and very likely did not play any of the other pieces in the set. Why would I bother doing this? Well, I absolutely fell in love with these pieces. They turn out to be very difficult. They're extraordinarily pianistic, but they're extraordinarily unpianistic at the same time. And idiosyncratic, and notationally sometimes idiosyncratic in a way that makes it challenging to read them.
We're speaking with pianist David Korovar, who will be presenting the Distinguished Research Lecture at the University of Colorado Boulder at Grusin Music Hall Friday, February 24th at 4 p.m. To recap, he's going to begin with a very familiar piece, the Chopin Ballade No. 3, then move to some almost entirely unknown music by Luigi Perracchio, and then you bring the focus of the music into something that's entirely different. You're going to play some more recent pieces by a longtime friend of yours, the marvelous American composer Lowell Lieberman.
Lowell and I have been friends since we were at Juilliard together, and he, of course, has made an amazing career as a composer. He has, throughout his career, written for solo piano, and he's also written a lot of marvelous chamber music. So what I'm going to be looking at on the lecture next Friday is the Ninth Nocturne, which is a piece that is new for me. I just performed it for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And really just talk a little bit about how I come into a piece like this, for which has not yet been recorded. I have not heard anybody else play it. And actually, I haven't gotten any feedback from Lowell about it yet. He has a recording, which he is currently out in San Francisco at a performance of his ballet Frankenstein and hasn't had a chance to give me feedback on it yet. So I may not have any by Friday, in which case I will be flying by the seat of my pants, as it were.
But at least you know him. You can imagine what he would want in a piece like this.
I think I usually have a pretty good idea of figuring out his intentions from a score, and I certainly know his style very well, and I have a lot of experience with his music.
Well, it looks to be a fascinating session for this Distinguished Research Lecture. David Korovar, the pianist, who will be playing a very familiar Chopin piece, the almost entirely unknown work of Luigi Perracchio, a few short pieces, and then some music by Lowell Lieberman, whom you know very well. Three different challenges, three different ways of getting the black marks off the page and into the air for people to hear.
Absolutely. That's a great summary of what I'm going to try to do, and looking forward to it very much.
David Korovar, thank you so much for sharing this with us on KCME. Congratulations on the Distinguished Research Lectureship. If folks want more information about this event, they can call 303-735-7536. Thank you, David Korovar.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.